Okay, Gal Chodesh, Parshas Pekudei is not the easiest parsha to give a Shira and Rashi on, I don't think. There aren't that many Rashis. So you may have to dip into some Rambans to fill the time, if with your permission. Rashi writes in the beginning of the Sedra, Eilef Pekudei Mishkan Mishkan Ha'iduth, Asher Pukad Al Pim Moshav, Adas Al Bim Biadi Samar Ben Aron HaKoen. Rashi writes, HaMishkan, Mishkan, what's the double lashon? Shnei pa'amim. Remez lemikdash shen ismashkein v'shnei churbanin al avinosein shal Yisrael. So the double lashon is a reference not only to the Mishkan but to the two batei mikdash that served as some kind of a mashkon for the sins of Klal Yisrael. The Mishkan was a mashkon, the mikdash is a mashkon, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, took back the mashkon as retribution for our aveiros. Rashi quoting the Tanchuma. The Maral comments here in Gur Aryeh, why is this a necessary reference dafka here in the beginning of Parshas Pekudei? We've been discussing the construction of the Mishkan for a few sedars already, so why is it dafka here that we need a reference to the two Batei Mikdash as a mashkon for Avinasein Shal Yisrael? So the Maral points out that here in the beginning of Parshas Pekudei we have the count. We have the calculation, the bill of quantities of materials that were donated and used for the Mishkan. So anytime you have something that is counted, then we are more susceptible to an ayin hara. Just like, as we mentioned in Parshas Kisisa, that which was the luchos rishonos were broken because of the kol sibrakim, the publicity that was involved in Mamad Har Sinai, which led to an ayin hara. So anytime you have a davar shebe minyan as well, something which is counted in a public way, that also leads to an ayin hara. So the same thing was true when it came to the batei mikdash, which also were a davar shebe minyan, something that was public and in the hands of Klal Yisrael, so it also was susceptible to an ayin hara, which allowed for the Churban HaMikdash.
Why wasn't it at that time?
By
the book
was
the ayin hara kind of very easily answered.
Right.
Here, where it's many, many, many years down the line, which...
So I guess there were different levels of publicity and different levels of corroborating ayin hara. So the Mamad Har Sinai was like the most super public kind of publicity. So maybe that led to a higher level of ayin hara, and counting materials is a lower level of publicity. Maybe. Then Rashi writes the next Yivar Maskel Mishkan Ha'idus. Eidus liYisrael shevitur leMekadosh Baruch Hu al Maisa Egel. Now, what's the Eidus? The Eidus is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave us for the Maisa Egel. So here the Maral asks, so we have Mishkan Eidus and we have Luchos Eidus. So why is it that it's not the Mishkan Eidus where the Lashon Eidus is a reference to the Kapar for Chen Egel? Why do we say the same thing by the Luchos Neos? That the Luchos are also Luchos Eidus. So the Luchos achieved the Kapara for the Maisa Egel. The Maral explains that can't be, because we know by the Luchos there's an element of Kfiyah, Kavale Neharkigigas. So Kabbalah Satara involved a certain level of Kfiyah. So that which involved Kfiyah can at the same time serve as a Kapara. There has to be something where there is a fully willing buy-in on the part of Klal Yisrael, which could allow for a Kapara. So the Mishkan had the full non-coerced buy-in of Klal Yisrael, and therefore that could serve as a kapara for the Maisa Egel, as opposed to the Kabbalah Satorah, which had an element of kviya, not a full 100% buy-in, and therefore couldn't serve as a kapara ba'oso hamida. The Ramban here notes that if you read the Psukim, there is an accounting of Kesef and Nechoshes, but there's no similar accounting of what the Zahav was used for. And the Pesachim tell us what the Kesef was used for, what the Nechoshes was used for. The Pesachim don't tell us what the Zahav was used for. So Ramban writes, V'lo siver b'parsha manasa b'zav, ki azav mimenu biyadi tamar tzipui hakarashiv abrichim, u'mimenu biyadi alazar harbon hakaparas haminor v'ashukhan v'mizvach hazahav. So why is that so? Why is it that there is no accounting of what the zav is used for specifically? V'nei bavur shelo yivada tzipui kol kli kama zahav yeshbo. So it wasn't fully known how much of a gold covering would cover every keli. So therefore, lo siper shenasna moshe lehem b'minyan mishkal. So therefore, we don't have the same account of the numbers and weight of zav as we have by kesef and nechoshes. Lochein lo hisker kan pekudas alazar ki lo b'akasav atar rak l'daber al melechas hamishkan lo al masos, etc. The Parley Zelsay quotes an alternative explanation in the name of, I think they say it on his own. The Gemara says in Sotalam and Hay that the Aron was Nosei as Nosav. The Aron carried those who carried him. And we know that the Aron did not take up any space on earth. So if it didn't take up any space, it was Nosei as Nosav, it presumably didn't have a Mishkal. It didn't take up any space, but it may also not have had a weight, and it didn't have a weight, so you couldn't account for the weight of the Aron because it didn't have a weight. So you couldn't account for the weight of the Zav and the Aron because it didn't have a weight. The beginning of Perek Lamed Tes, we have a reference to the Bigdei Sarad, which we've had previously as well. The Rashi here, as previously, comments that the Bigdei Sarad were not Bigdei Kahuna, but rather the materials that were used to cover the clay Hamikdash when the Bnei Yisrael were traveling in the Midbar. And therefore, because it wasn't Bigdei Kahuna, it wasn't made out of Sheish. So comments Rashi here, explaining why the pasuk says, "Min atchelus argaman to last chaneya subi dekodesh shilishareis bakodesh." There's no reference to the use of sheish, because these were not big dekahuna. These were simply materials that were used to cover the klei hamishkan during the travels in the midbar. He also here quotes a sefer called Mikra Mefurash, who references the Gemara in Tanis Yud Aleph Amid Beis. The Gemara there in Tanis Yud Aleph Amid Beis, in a very parenthetical statement, asks a question, which it doesn't answer, it asks it rhetorically, what did Moshe Rabbeinu wear during the Yimei HaMiluim? We know that Moshe Rabbeinu performed the Avodah during the Shivas Yimei HaMiluim, maybe day 8 as well, as we'll see. So what did Moshe Rabbeinu wear during the Shivas Yimei HaMiluim? So Rashi there in the Gemara in Tanis says, what's the Shaila? So obviously Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't have worn the Bigdei Kahuna because he wasn't a Kohen, even though he was functioning as a Kohen in some capacity, but Rashi assumes, the Gemara's assumption is that there's no way he could have worn Bigdei Kahuna because he wasn't a Kohen. At the same time, presumably he wasn't wearing Bigdei Chol because it would have been inappropriate for someone doing the Avodah like Moshe Rabbeinu to stop and wear his street clothes in the Mishkan while performing the Avodah. So that's the Gemara's kind of rhetorical unanswered question: what did Moshe Rabbeinu wear during the Yimei HaMiluim? So Rashi says it couldn't have been Bigdei Kahuna because he wasn't a Kohen. Couldn't have been Bigdei Chol. So what was the middle ground? And that the Gemara leaves open. So the Sefer Mikra Mefur suggests maybe that's what the Bigdei Sarad were. Not like Rashi, that maybe the Bigdei Sarad, I don't have any right for this, but maybe the Bigdei Sarad were these middle level begadim that Moshe Rabbeinu could wear during the Yimei HaMiluim, not Bigdei Kahuna and not Bigdei Chol. And then that's why they wouldn't have had Sheish, because there's no heter for Shanis B'chi Agamna, because it wasn't Bigdei Kahuna. Interesting suggestion. The end of Perek Lamed Tes, Vayar Moshe Eskola Melacha Vinei Asu Asak Hashir Tziva Hashem Kein Asu Vayivarach Asa Moshe. What is Vayivarach Asa Moshe? Says Rashi, quoting a Medrash, Amar Lehem, Yiratzam Shetishra Shkina B'maitzi Yedeichem V'hinam Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu v'gomer. So echad mi'alv mizmorin shebetfila l'Moshe. So as part of the inauguration of the Mishkan, Moshe Rabbeinu said the capital of Vihi Noah. So what is Rashi coming to address here? So Rashi is telling you what the bracha was, Vayivarech Hashem Moshe. But more than that, part of the Yosef here suggests that Rashi's bothered or coming to address the following. That if Moshe Rabbeinu at this point said Vihi Noam, so why doesn't Vihi Noam appear here in Chumash? Should have said, Vayivarech Hashem Moshe, Vihi Noam Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu Ma'aseh Yedeinu Kona Aleinu. Why doesn't it say that in Chumash? So that's what Rashi says, Du Echem Yid Aleph Mizmorim Shevet Tfilu LeMoshe. Because there's a distinction between Divrei Torah and Divrei Nevuah. And you can't mix Divrei Torah with Divrei Nevuah. So if this was essentially Divrei Nevuah, then Divrei Nevuah have no place in Chumash. That's what Rashi's telling you. Echem Yid Aleph Mizmorim Shevet Tfilu LeMoshe. This is Divrei Nevuah. It's a different corpus of Tfila, of writing, and therefore it doesn't have a place in Chumash. The Ramban here explains at the beginning of Perek Mem, B'yom HaChodesh HaRishon Bechal HaChodesh Takim Es Mishkan Ohel Moed. The Ramban here quotes the Chazal, that every day of the Yemei HaMiluim, Moshe Rabbeinu would put up the Mishkan, and then in the evening he would take it down. And then the next morning he put it up again and take it down. And that took place for the Shivas Yemei HaMiluim. So in the Sefer Sam Derech, of Simchas Yisrael Sefer on the Ramban, he raises the following question. This daily erection and taking down of the Mishkan on the part of Moshe Rabbeinu, did that have a din of Hakamas HaMishkan? Or is it only Midin Chinuch? Was it a Hakamas HaMishkan or was it only Midin Chinuch? Was it Nafkamina? He thinks the Nafkamina is Shabbos. That what happened on Shabbos? Shivas Yemei Miluim presumably took place over Shabbos. So on Shabbos, did Moshe Rabbeinu put up the Mishkan and take it down? So you could probably do so with the Nafkamina, but he says, if it was Midin HaKamas HaMishkan, so that's a Beferish HaPasik, that HaKamas HaMishkan is not Doch HaShabbos. But if it was Midin Chinuch, so we don't necessarily have a Raya that it wasn't Doch HaShabbos. He thinks that if it's Midin Chinuch, maybe it could have been erected even on Shabbos. So the fact that the Lashon is, Kol Shivas Yemei HaMiluim, the Ramban writes here. The Shivas Hayomim Harishonim Ayamekim Asam Baboker Baboker, the Omek came Kol Hayom Kol Laila, Kolos Hashach Hayomaritus of the Choser Makima Miad, Kiyakos of Omer, U Pesach O Moe Teshvu Yomam Balaila, Vain Pesach La Oel, Rak the Eith Hakamaso. That only has the shame Mishkan, shame Ol Moed, when it's up. So all the formulations that Moshe Rabbeinu erected and took down the Mishkan every day, it sounds like it was every day, including Shabbos. Chinuch for the actual Hakamas HaMishkan, the practice a real thing, and the real thing is in Docha Shabbos, so why should the practice be Docha Shabbos? Presumably some kind of a Haras Shah, but well, no, Hakamas HaMishkan, if this was Hakamas HaMishkan, so then, as I'm saying, if he dings up with the presentation, if if it had a din of hakamas, I think is what he's saying. If it had a din of hakamas and mishkan, so hakamas and mishkan, there's a special pasuk that tells you it's not docha Shabbos. Otherwise, you might have thought it was. So if it's not really hakamas and mishkan, so maybe that was part of the instruction for the Shiva Simei Miluim, a one-time thing that you put up even on Shabbos. Then the Pesukim say, Mem Kavzayin, Vayakir Alav Ketor Samim Kashir Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. The Ramban comments here, Vayakir Alav Ketor Samim Moshe Hiktir Alav Kol Shiva Simei Miluim. That Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who was Matir the Ketores for the Shiva Simei Miluim. It doesn't say that. If you look earlier in Pasuk Hay, the instructions to Moshe Rabbeinu, V'nasata es mizbach ha-sahav l'ktores ufnei Aron ha-idus, V'samtas masach ha-pesach la-mishkan, so it says that you should put the mizbach ha-ktores there, and then it says, V'lakachta shemen ha-mishkan v'shachtas ha-mishkan, you perform the mishicha v'shemen ha-mishka. And earlier it says, set up the shulchan and set up the menorah, but it doesn't say explicitly there that Moshe Rabbeinu was actually Maktir Ktores. It just says that he put up the Mizbach HaKtores. Nevertheless, he binzeh mishar havodas kulan. So it's understood in the context of just like Moshe Rabbeinu was doing the other avodas during the Shiva Simei Miluim, he did the HaKtores HaKtores as well. Sherei tziva san bekan, shiyasadir halechem v'yala haneiros. So just as it says that Moshe Rabbeinu should set up the lechem apanim, should set up the menorah, so it's understood that Moshe Rabbeinu was makir the ketores as well. So in the Sefer Klei Chemda, he points out that this Ramban is against the Tosefta. Tosefta Menachos Perek Zayin writes that during the Yemei Hamiluim, there actually was no lechem apanim. Tosefta writes, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kol Shivas Yimei Miluim Ayah Shulchan Batel, Ulo Lechem. During the Shivas Yimei Miluim, there was no Lechem upon him. Lefi Shil Enigmer Malachta Lamotzei Shabbos, Lo Sidru La Osa Lechem, Ela B'Shabbos Bizmano. Because since, in order to have Lechem upon him, the normal course of events is that it's set up on Erev Shabbos, and then it lasts for a full week, set up for Shabbos. So, since they were starting the Yemei HaMiluim not on Shabbos, so you couldn't start with the Lechem HaPanim right away because you didn't have the full week. So Klei Chemda thinks that the Ramban, it's true the Ramban is against the Tosefta, but the Ramban is Lishitasa. Because the Ramban holds that you should have had the same problem by menorah. The mitzvah menorah, according to the Ramban, is that the Ner Maravi has to be constantly lit. Ramban and Parshas Balos. And so how could that be? During Yemei Miluim, if everything was taken down that night, so how could you have a Ner Maravi that was lit 24 hours a day? Elowat. So it must be that during the Yemei HaMiluim, where it was impossible to have the mitzvah HaMenorah performed in the normally appropriate fashion, so there was some other kiyum of Halakas HaMenorah. It was a different definition. Meaning, normally speaking, when you have a regular functioning mishkan, it has to, the menorah needs an emaravi to be lit 24 hours a day. During the Yemei Miluim, that was impossible. So, for the purpose of the Yemei Miluim, it was sufficient to have menorah lit for part of the day. So, just like the fulfillment of Mitzvah HaMenorah was in a suboptimal way during the Yemei Miluim, so it could be that the Lechem HaPanim also were in a suboptimal way. So, even though you didn't have the Seder Lechem HaPanim Shabbos to Shabbos, it was sufficient for purposes of Yemei Miluim to have a lower grade Seder Halachim. Okay, stop here.